Yes, it's that yodeling rocker, Vince Vinyl, on KCUF Boulder Creek.
When I was 16, I met a German girl. She was 17 and knew her way around the world. She said, put on these leather pants, don't question why. She showed me a thing or three, but then she said goodbye. Now I'm a lonely yodeler, yodel-a-la-la-dee-hoo. Yes, I'm a lonely yodeler, yodel-a-la-la-dee-hoo. Now in my leather pants I'm searching far and wide for another blotto stopping girl to be my bride. I joined a yodeling club, but that was not for me. I'm looking for one partner, they all had two or three. So I'm still a lonely yodeler, yodel-a-la-la-dee-hoo. Still a lonely yodeler, yodel-a-la-la-dee-hoo.
Not everyone is chosen to dance a lederhosen.
I won't wear wool or denim, I feel naked in them.
At 90 he'll lose to himself instead of counting sheep.
Sometimes I wake to find that I have yodeled in my sleep. Our parts will harmonize so well, the perfect pair. We'll duet in the rumpus room and up and down the stair.
No more the lonely yodeler,
yodel-a-la-la-dee-hoo.
No more the lonely yodeler,
yodel-a-la-la-dee-hoo. No more the lonely yodeler,
yodel-a-la-la-dee-hoo.
Yodel-a-la-la-dee-hoo. Thank you.
chances, play my hand. I use bad luck to keep me strong. I need good luck to keep me hang on. Lonesome guitar, take me home. I will never.
Doc Holliday on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio. Lonesome Guitar, the song. No, not that Doc Holliday, the other one. We heard Fast Cars and Freedom in that set, that one from Rascal Flatts. Led Ka'apana did Radio Hula, that nice instrumental track. What a great sound he gets from that big old acoustic guitar. And yes, you know it was the Austin Lounge Lizards up front in that set. Who else is going to do a song about the Lonely Yodeler? Good Sunday evening to you. Vince Vinyl here for another couple hours, and it's been darn fun so far. Happy Father's Day to you if you're a dad. Say the evidence is in, and it's conclusive. Any damn fool can make a baby, but being a dad, a real father, that takes a good bit more, and today was for those guys. Hats off to you, gentlemen.
Coming for the Exorbio 720 gaming system. Some video games are set in hell, others in post-apocalyptic wastelands. Now, there's a shooter set in the most culturally terrifying place in the world. The South.
Hey, I'm gonna have some fun with you, boy.
Pride, not prejudice. Commit farmyard sodomy. Make drugs, drink grain alcohol, and drive at high speed. Mow down commies. Eat pigs and foreigners. Save the South against liberals, land prospectors, and out homosexuals in a place that's hot as the sun and swarming with disease-carrying insects. Pride, not prejudice. The shooter we've all been waiting for. Only for the Exorbio 720 gaming system.
June 18th, today's date. Hot as heck in the KCUF hood, but still 3 days until the official start of summer. Less than a month away from the Major League Baseball All-Star break, which I guess leaves plenty of time to turn things around, but at the moment, things ain't looking so well for the home team. The San Francisco Giants are dwelling in the cellar, and the fans are thinking of an earlier day.
The Flying Scot, he hit the shot. The name is McGraw and Melvin Ott, Bill Terry and Christy Mathewson. Carl Hubble, he was king. Monty Irvin did his thing. Then in 58, the Golden Gate saw the Giants marching in. I'm talking baseball. Toothpick Antonelli, Giants baseball. Davenport and Bailey, McCormick, Harvey Keene, and Willie Mays. A trio of aloof came here to play. Talking baseball, the Giants by the bay. Cepeda and Stretch were back to back rookies, but I'll tell you, Jack, Sanford led the way in 62. Marichal kicking high, Willie's cap would fly. Nothing could match his basket catch, the legend grew. I'm talking baseball. Pierce and Haller, Hiller, Giants baseball. Pagan and Bonds and Miller, Tito, Maddox, Matthews and Jim Ray. And Gaylord's spitting image had its day. Talking baseball, the Giants by the bay. Talking baseball in San Francisco. It's been a lot of years. Pitching, catching, hitting pretty. That's how the Giants won the city. Spending summer seasons in the sun, playing hit and run. Yeah, the Giants have tradition, position by position. And baseball is a day game after all. New names join the team to start another dream. They'll give us the thrills with Barry and Hill, so let's play ball. I'm talking baseball. There's Dunston and McCarty, Giants baseball. Matt Williams, home run party. Carry on, and Thompson sure can play. There's Fernandez and Beck to save the day. Talking baseball. The Giants by the bay. Talking baseball. The Giants by the bay. Talking baseball.
Say hey, say hey, say hey.
Giants
the bay.
Say hey, say hey, say hey.
Talking baseball, baseball. Say hey.
Say it ain't so, Joe, please. Say it ain't so. That's not what I wanna hear, Joe, and I got a right to know. Say it ain't so, Joe, please. Say it ain't so. I'm sure they're telling us lies, Joe, please. Tell us it ain't so. They told us that our hero had played his trump card. He doesn't know how to go on. They're clinging to his charm and determined smile, but the good old days have gone. And the empire may be falling apart. The money has gotten scarce. One man's word held the country together, but the truth is getting fierce. Say it ain't so, Joe, please. Say it ain't so. Pinned our hopes on you, Joe, and they're ruining our show.
Jackson was was a fielder for the Black Sox, and he always wore his black socks, but he never wore no shoes. He weren't the nicest fella, and he had a couple problems, cause he drank a lot, and he beat his wife, and he always acted rude. He killed and ate some babies, and he copped an attitude. The one man he hated was this Kennesaw Mountain Landis. Mafia said, Shoeless Joe, you should really run this show. You should be the guy who owns baseball. All you really gotta do is help us make a buck or two. We'll bet on the other team. You'll lose the game, but make it seem like nothing could be further from the truth. Shoeless Joe did what they say, dropped a couple fly balls, and he walked up to the pitcher and he poked him in the eye. And in the seventh inning, with the Black Sox nearly beaten, there was someone who was watching from his blimp above the stands, cradling a rifle in his thick and meaty hands. As if you hadn't guessed yet, it was Kennesaw Mountain Landis. Kennesaw said, drop that glove, for I swear by God above, I'll make you regret playing baseball. Shoeless Joe looked up and saw silver rifles gaping maw. Though no one had noticed yet, his underwear was getting wet. He beat himself in front of everyone. Shoeless Joe was finished, but he couldn't quite admit it, so he raised his middle finger up above the other four. Kennesaw took careful aim and fired a single bullet, and he shot that dirty finger off and dropped his trusty gun. And everybody in the stands knew that he had won. And today they still refer to him as Kennesaw Mountain Landis. Shoeless Joe left baseball and became a famous pop star, and he asked the musical question, is she really going out with him? He had a couple albums and a comeback in the 80s, but he never won a Grammy and he never was the same. And he never could be satisfied with critical acclaim, but the critics all confused him with the great Elvis Costello. Yes, the critics all confused him with the great Elvis Costello.
Yeah.
Coach, I'm ready. That was John Fogerty and Center Field. Play Ball was from AC/DC. Jonathan Colton did Kennesaw Mountain Landis, a song about the longtime commissioner of Major League Baseball. I believe he held that position from about 1920 until his death, just about the end of the Second World War. Say It Ain't So, Joe was by Murray Head, that one talking about Shoeless Joe Jackson and the scheme to throw the 1919 World Series. Jackson was playing with the Chicago White Sox. He actually played pretty good ball in that series, led both teams in hitting and RBIs, and had no fielding errors. But when Kennesaw Landis became commissioner, he banned Shoeless Joe and seven other Chicago players based on what looks like unsubstantiated accusations. Terry Cashman was in there with Talkin' Baseball and a whole passel of notable San Francisco Giants from the past. We're hoping for better things in the second season because the current crop of Giants ain't looking real good right now. This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek.
We're Fleesa. We began as a credit card company, and thanks to customer allegiance and 29% interest fees that retain clients for life, we became a bank. But we're more than that. We're a brokerage firm, too. What's better than a bank investing your assets for our profits in the safety and security of the stock market? Hey, America's been through some tough times. We've all had to make some sacrifices in health and dignity to make ends meet. At Fleesa, we've sacrificed our integrity and spent a fortune lobbying so that regulations don't bog down the future. Fleesa, credit cards, banking, brokerage. It's time to start paying for everything.
Vince Vinyl here. Say, let's listen to a song or two in honor of astronaut John Glenn. A brave man indeed, he passed away late last year.
People always said this morning with this on their mind. Said ain't no living man can go around the world three times, but John Glenn done it. Yes, he did. He did it, I'm talking about it. Only did it for fun. $500,000 made him feel so well. He got to eating his lunch and he couldn't hardly tell. He said, I feel all right. John Glenn said it. Everybody was laughing and they didn't agree to it. It was a minute prayer went up, praying that he would land. I looked at a schoolhouse full of them and they didn't know what to say. But they said, let him come back up. Let him land. You know that's the only man ever did it, and you is a helping hand. I'm gonna turn out to be one. But I didn't see him when he landed. But I knew he was doing all right when he says okay to give him a great big hand. He'll be in on the next year. This is on dip. His mother said, I know my son's gonna make it. It ain't never been no mistake. Thank you. I'm gonna tell you something. This ain't lying. You know that man must have on his mind flying. It ain't nobody will take that much time unless they gonna build them own self-airplane and they gonna go fly. They told him, don't worry, this is true. You may miss me for a few minutes, but I'll be back to see about you. He did. Yes, he did. Yes, when he done it, they didn't know where he was in the helicopter. Boy's body, they even test his heart. They know he was all right when he was in the start. I mean, he made it. He went around the world 3 times. You know, he went and got him an airplane and he made up and he had it on his mind. Killing, he didn't have no digging, he just had on his mind flying.
Packed my bags last night pre-flight. 0 hours, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space. Such a timeless flight. I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, 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 I'm a rocket man. My job 5 days a week. Rocket Man, Rocket Man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Thank you.
gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
As lovers duly race beneath the summer sun, my dusky eyes met his soul blue, our soaring spirits breathed as one. We blazed our love across the sky, surrendered to its ancient force, until the day he said goodbye and climbed aboard the iron horse. Heard its challenge loud and shrill as we chased it off the great divide. But though my steed had the stronger will, the iron horse had the longer stride. Cut me like a blade, I loathe its screaming, spooky cry. How could he leave his Indian maid? I'll ride like wind and ask him why. Astride my fearless painted dun, I chose my pace and set my course. To catch this demon on the run, my steed against this iron horse. Heard its challenge loud and shrill as we chased it up the great divide. And though my steed had the stronger will, the higher horse had the longer stride. Fury at the beast. Wasted words lost in the air as it roared its way forever east. And the iron horse's speed increased.
Thank you. in high school and all of my senior year. I'd drink my Coca-Cola with a touch of Everclear. I never had to study math, science, or history. I'd have a chemical flashback to jog my memory. In my junior year, I swore I loved sweet Miss Sherry Ann. And one night I put some Everclear in her Dr. Pepper can. I thought it'd make her easy, but she took it pretty hard. I took her home and rang her doorbell, left her laying in the yard. Tequila drives me out, and beer just makes me fat. Whiskey makes me nauseous, tell me who the hell needs that. If you're thinking about drinking, then the answer's crystal clear. It's the invisible intoxicant, it's called Everclear. I remember my church picnic in the spring of 89. Yeah, they had four fresh watermelons sliced right off the vine. When they bowed their heads, giving grace for the food. Hey, I pulled out my bottle and I soaked them melons good. They never knew what hit them when the potion went to work. They had grandmas doing backflips, grandpas looking up their skirts. They were singing hallelujah and Willie Nelson songs. Preacher said it was the best dang picnic that the Baptists have ever thrown. Tequila dries me out, and beer just makes me fat. Whiskey makes me nauseous, tell me who the hell needs that. If you're thinking about drinking, then the answer's crystal clear. It's the invisible intoxicant, it's called Everclear. I'm drinking Everclear, I think I'm king of this whole world. I'm bigger and badder than John Wayne and cooler than Steve Earle. Until I wake up and I'm face down in the hall. Hey, I'm completely naked for a reason I can't recall. But I'm kinda sorta thinking that maybe I met a chick. Cause there's perfume in the air and there's lipstick on my neck. And I hope that she was pretty and I hope that she was kind enough to leave my clothes somewhere there, easy to find. Tequila drives me out, and beer just makes me fat. Whiskey makes me nauseous, tell me who the hell needs that. If you're thinking about drinking, then the answer's crystal clear. It's the invisible intoxicant, it's called Everclear.
Song about Everclear, something like 99% alcohol, and boy howdy, that will liven up a high school dance. Not sure what the deal is these days, but when I was a lad, we had to go to Nevada to get the stuff, and it was worth the drive. We heard Iron Horse from Mad Mary. It's the name she chooses to go by, so who are we to question it? Angry or not, the lady does know what to do with those five strings on a banjo. And we heard a couple of tunes as our final RIP to John Glenn, the first American to orbit the Earth. Went up in an impossibly tiny satellite in 1962 and went around the world three times. Before re-entering the atmosphere, he pulled a cord on a parachute and splashed down into the ocean, bobbed around until picked up by a helicopter. Big huevos. John Glenn passed away in December, I believe. Howdy, y'all. I'm Vince Vinyl. Thanks very much for listening.
Pilots, get ready for the International Belts and Accessories Show. Hundreds of franchise dealers and contacts in the biggest show of its kind. Tickets on sale soon, pending bankruptcy litigation.
This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Pirate Radio for Boulder Creek, and we care about what you have to say. Here's another comment from one of our listeners.
If the milk turns out to be sour, I ain't the kind of pussy to drink it.
Wanna be there when you're alone.
thinking about a better day. When you had it in your bones, this could be the end. Up against the wall, I just wanna hold you, take it by your hand, and tell you that you're good enough, and tell you that it's gonna be the truth. We'll be right back.
poison you can think of. And I'm underneath the streetlight, but the light of joy I know is scared beyond belief, way down in the shadows. And the perverted fear of violence chokes the smile on every face.
Come on.
fields are empty, abandoned 59 Chevy. Laying in the back seat, listening to Little Willie John. Yeah, it's when time stood still. You know, I think I'm gonna go down to Madame X and let her read my mind. She said that voodoo stuff don't do nothing for me.
I'm a man with clear destination. I'm a man with broad imagination. You fog the mind, you stir the soul.
It's 92.9 on your radio, KCUF FM, and that was Robbie Robertson, formerly of the band Somewhere Down a Crazy River. Catch the blue train to get there. Chris Rea did The Road to Hell, and if you're going that way, I can give you a ride. Seemed to be headed there myself. Eternal On and On was The Grave Babies, and The Kings of Leon did The End. Great song from those brothers. Few years old, but I still like it. And Allison Moore was up first, If I Were Stronger.
When you're in the greater Gazoo's Mistake area, be sure to drop in on Fred and Ellie's old-time soda stand in Crazy Golf. Three kinds of delicious shakes and no golf clubs over 7 pounds. Bring the parents, bring the kids, bring the dog. We're under the freeway by the floating power poles.
This is the personal nurse in the KCUF newsroom. And here's our reporter, Ivana Makiew, with this hour's Good News headline.
Vladimir Putin says he's over the whole being evil thing and is currently in the process of writing a children's book called The Happy Octopus.